You who serve God, praise God. Just to speak his name is praise. Just to remember God is a blessing, now and tomorrow and always. From east to west, from dawn to dusk, keep lifting all your praises to God. God is higher than anything and anyone, outshining everything you can see in the skies. Who can compare with God, our God, so majestically enthroned, surveying his magnificent heavens and earth? He picks up the poor from out of the dirt, rescues the wretched who've been thrown out with the trash, seats them among the honoured guests, a place of honour amongst the brightest and best. He gives childless couples a family, gives them joy as the parents of children. Hallelujah. Well, good morning. I've chosen Psalm 113 because we've been travelling through the early stages of Exodus. And I have to say, at the moment, Moses, Aaron, the Israelites and the Pharaohs are probably all in a bad place. But it will get better. So, this morning, I hope you've got the liturgy. I think most of you have. If not, you're sharing. Thank you for doing that. So let's turn to the liturgy. So a few moments of quiet. Lord, open our lips so our mouths may offer you praise. Blessed are you, Lord our God, Redeemer and King of all. To you be glory and praise forever. From the waters of chaos you drew forth the world, and in your great love fashioned us in your image. May we, the first fruits of your creation, rejoice in this day you have made. May Christ, your light, ever shine in our hearts as we offer you our sacrifice of thanks and praise. Trinity God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, may your holy name be blessed forever. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of the new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. So let's have another listen to Psalm 113 from a slightly different translation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high? Who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes, with the princes of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Psalm 113 is a hymn calling a community of believers to praise a transcendent God. Apparently, when you read the words praise the Lord or hallelujah at the beginning and conclusion of the psalm, you should be picturing the psalmist as pointing his finger at you, saying, you there, yes, you, get up on your feet, open your mouth and start singing to God. That is an order. There is a holy urgency to this psalm. But I was struck by the words, you who serve. Do I serve God? Or do I actually want God to serve me? Be at my beck and call, answer my prayers, my wishes, my desires. do I really serve God? And if I do serve God, what does that really mean? What does it entail? Martin Luther King said, absolutely anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject or your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics to know to serve. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love. So perhaps to serve means that your entire life, which includes how we live and what we think, say or do, must be an act of service to God. Billy Graham work, take your eyes and your ears and your hands and your feet and your thoughts and your heart. Give them completely and unreservedly to Christ. Trust that moment by moment, what we need in serving God, He will supply. That is the essence of serving God. To commit ourselves to Christ in everything we do, whether it be work, play, relationships, sports, thoughts, worship, or any other activity, we are His. We are to conform wholly to Him, not partly to Him and partly to the world. That never works. Jesus tells us we cannot serve both God and the world at the same time. Psalm 113, to serve God means to praise God. We are commanded to praise a God who not only dwells on high and looks down upon the earth, but one who is involved in the heaven and the earth He created. To praise a God to meet with us, who takes His material world so seriously that He became a part of it, embodied and embedded in Christ. Why should we praise God? Because He asks us to, or tells us to. Because He raises the poor from the dust. Because He settles the childless woman as a happy mother of children. Yes, but also because, as Walter Brueggemann has said, when we praise God, we bear witness to another world. In our act of praising God for His specific wonders, we not only sing to God, we sing against the false gods of this world, the gods of self-sufficiency, human achievement, greed, individualism. We could go on. If our praise, our lives, our service reveal God's love, reveal God's world, how will we do this today? Let us pray. Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, and a blessing. May God bless us, that in us may be found love and humility, obedience and thanksgiving, discipline, gentleness and peace. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, thank you for joining me. Breakfast will be served shortly downstairs. Stay up here as long as you wish and have a lovely day.